The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
Ben O'Shea, have you, you've wandered out yondered quite a bit, haven't you?
I have. Well, down to the southwest, does that count?
Sure. You're about as far as me. I have not, exactly. I have not wandered at all.
I have. Look, in the past I have, before Wander Out Yonder was a thing, I wandered out
of
yonder
course.
on my own volition.
Yeah, because you were like that.
I don't need to be told by the government to wander. I wander on my own.
Indeed.
But it's the wandering out yonder is happening so much that it's could become an issue with all of the people travelling up to Broome.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the past, you know, like there was a sort of very clear peak travel season. You know, you go to Broome in the middle of the year,
yep,
when the temperature's, you know, it's warm, obviously it's quite hot, but it's not unbearable.
Yes.
And it's the dry season. But, you know, us folks down in Perth, the borders are closed, we can't go anywhere. And so there will be a lot more people this year who are looking at Broome thinking, do you know what? November, December, Christmas holidays, going up to Broome, uh-oh, Cable Beach, what,
oh,
a brilliant idea.
Oh, God.
But unfortunately, it's probably not such a brilliant idea because the wet season up there,
ooh,
is not without its perils. Firstly, it's bloody hot, it's bloody humid,
yeah,
and there's the possibility of tropical cyclones and flooding and all,
yeah,
that sort of stuff.
You do not want to drive in floodwater, people. Learn from experience. Take that as – that's my tip to you.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And these floods can happen so quickly,
mm-hmm,
that people can be caught out. Like,
yeah.
Locals can be caught out, let alone – you know, tourists from Perth, yeah,
mm,
us battlers from, mm, Perth, who were up there to have a, you know, mango daiquiri at the Cable Beach Club. Because a lot of people in Perth wouldn't even be aware of the whole wet season, dry season situation. I was just talking to someone who got back from Broome,
mm-hmm,
this week, and they said that it was so hot, like it was ridiculously hot, and they work in the hospitality industry, and they said all the customers were just saying, oh, I can't believe how hot it is. This is terrible.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, that's what it's like at the top end of Australia.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they need to have, you know, like the Wander Out Yonder to Broome tagline needs to be as hot as Bali.
It's such a good point.
So people go, they reset their expectations, you know. And so DFES is actually putting some resources into preparing for the wet season and the,
mm-hmm,
cyclone season, which they're expecting to be worse this year than it is on an average year. More cyclones,
yeah,
because it's a La Nina,
yes,
year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're sending resources up there. They're doing meetings with all the accommodation providers to ensure that they're providing information to visitors.
Mm-hmm.
So when all these people from Perth flood up there, they go, oh, hang on, we need to know what to do if there's a cyclone. We need to know where we can go to find shelter.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know, traveling around the region, what are some of the dangers that are going to exist? Because it's you know, it's without any sort of hyperbole, like it could be deadly. There could be deadly,
indeed,
consequences if people don't pay attention to this stuff. So if you're planning a trip to Broome over the end of the year, over the wet season, just, you know, be sensible and make sure you read up on what's involved.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. Now, from Broome to Kalgoorlie. Now, you've just reminded me that I need to get a lotto ticket because I'm feeling lucky, but some woman has attempted to feel lucky and come off second best.
Yeah, exactly. Like when she stole $50 worth of lotto tickets from a coworker at the Millennium Goldmine, she was probably thinking, "I'm set for life,
yeah,
here."
One of these
lotto tickets is surely going to be a winner. It's worth committing a crime to get a hold of one of these lotto tickets. She went to the old lotto kiosk at the Kalgoorlie news agent,
uh-huh,
to cash it in.
$13.50.
Ooh. Was what she won.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I've been there. I've been when those,
yeah,
bells have gone off. I'm like, this is it. This is it. You've,
yeah,
won $7.
Yeah, exactly. So she was probably thinking that wasn't worth it when she was arrested by police in connection to this particular theft. But she's entered a not guilty plea, right?
Yes.
Because she said the money and the lotto tickets were planted on her. So I'm not sure how that explains. I'm not sure how that explains going to the kiosk to check the tickets. But anyway, so that was her claim. And so for the last couple of months while she was waiting for the trial, this not guilty, well, because of the not guilty plea, it went to trial, right?
Yeah.
If she just pleaded guilty, it would have been settled and there wouldn't have been the need to waste anybody's time in the justice system.
Sure.
But She pleaded not guilty. And then the day before the trial was due to happen, she sent an email to the court saying, oh, I couldn't find anyone to cover my shift at work, so can I please have an adjournment?
Oh, Dal, I think it's, she's going to need more than just a stroke of luck when she fronts that magistrate, I feel.
Yeah, well, the magistrate was not in any way interested in the adjournment. He said, you know, you've had months to find someone to fill this shift, and you basically had entered this not guilty plea, and then you had probably realised that was a bad idea and then had chickened out at the last minute in fronting the court. So the magistrate said, well, I'm just going to do you in your absence. And so found her guilty, fined her. She's got to pay court costs. She's got to pay the costs back to the person that she flogged the lotto tickets from. And so there you go.
How much? Do we know how much?
Yeah, so in the total is about $1,000, something like that.
Oh, that's a tough. That's like a week's worth of wages.
Yeah, just exactly.
Not worth it. Go and buy your own lotto ticket.
Yeah, buy your own lotto ticket, exactly. It's not that hard. Get your slick pick and good luck. Keep your fingers crossed.
Indeed. Well, I'm off to do that now. You should as well, my friend. Ben O'Shea, we'll see you in the Wild West tomorrow.
I'll talk to you then.